Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. The Elements of Style, 4th edition, by William Strunk Jr. is an enduring classic on the principles of English style. Originally published in 1918, and later expanded by E.B. White, this edition brings timeless advice to contemporary audiences. Known for its concise and clear guidance, it offers essential strategies for writers at all levels to improve their clarity, precision, and effectiveness in writing. The book is structured as a compact manual, supplying fundamental rules of usage, principles of composition, commonly misused words and expressions, and a formative approach to style. It emphasizes the importance of simplicity, directness, and coherence in writing, making it an indispensable tool for anyone looking to refine their written communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rules of usage. The Elements of Style dives deep into the core rules of usage in the English language, providing a solid foundation for grammatical precision. This section covers elemental grammar rules, including subject-verb agreement, parallel structure, and the proper use of commas and semicolons. The attention to detail fosters a discipline in writing that advocates for clarity and brevity. Strunk's directives, such as omit needless words and use the active voice, encourage writers to strip their sentences of superfluity and emphasize direct, vigorous expression. These rules are not mere prescriptions, but serve as guiding principles to elevate one's writing from good to exemplary. Secondly, principles of composition. The book advances from basic grammar to the overarching principles of composition. This segment instructs on crafting a paragraph with intention, emphasizing the importance of a topic sentence, unity, and coherence. Strunk's guidance on beginning and ending compositions effectively arms writers with the tools to capture their audience's attention and leave a lasting impression. The discussion on the use of concise and active language continues, with practical tips for achieving an engaging and fluid narrative. The inclusion of examples and counterexamples enriches understanding, showcasing how these principles operate in practice. The adept application of these principles ensures that every piece of writing is structured and impactful, reflecting the author's command over their craft. Thirdly, a few matters of form. In a section devoted to the nuances of form, The Elements of Dollar outlines the subtleties that contribute to the finesse of written English. Addressing aspects like headings, numeration, and quotations, it instills an appreciation for the precision and aesthetics of writing beyond mere syntax and grammar. The guidance on citing sources, formatting titles, and maintaining a consistent style across a document underscores the importance of attention to detail. This dedication to the finer points of composition not only enhances readability, but also imbues the text with a level of professionalism and integrity. Writers are encouraged to regard their work as a craft, refining each element to contribute to a harmonious whole. Fourthly, words and expressions commonly misused. Strunk and White address the pitfalls of certain words and expressions that are frequently misused or misunderstood. From the misuse of less for fewer to the confusion between that and which, this section serves as a clarifying agent for common linguistic missteps. The explanation of each word or phrase is concise yet rich, offering not just corrections, but also insights into why certain choices are preferable. This focus on precision in language not only aids in avoiding errors, but also in enriching one's vocabulary and expressive capability. By illuminating these common errors, the authors empower writers to communicate more effectively, ensuring their ideas are conveyed with accuracy and nuance. Lastly, an approach to style. Beyond the mechanics of writing, The Elements of Style ventures into the more subjective realm of stylistic elegance. This final section underscores the significance of the writer's voice and the artistry of composition. Strunk and White posit that style is the extension of attitude and approach, encouraging writers to cultivate their unique voice within the parameters of English discipline. The advice here is somewhat philosophical, urging writers to strive for not only clarity and precision, but also grace and persuasiveness. The authors advocate for an awareness of nuance, rhythm, and sound in one's writing, acknowledging that the pursuit of style is both a personal journey and a disciplined practice. This chapter, perhaps more than others, captures the essence of the book's enduring appeal, its ability to guide writers not just toward technical proficiency, but toward the artful expression of ideas. In conclusion, The Elements of Style 4th Edition by William Strunk Jr. is not just for aspiring writers, but for anyone who seeks to communicate with clarity, brevity, and impact. It serves as a primer for those looking to hone their craft, and a reference for seasoned writers to revisit the foundational elements of effective writing. The broad scope of topics, from basic grammar to the nuances of style, ensures that readers at all levels of proficiency will find valuable insights. Moreover, the book's emphasis on simplicity, precision, and the active voice can benefit not only personal and academic writing, but also professional communication. Reading and applying the lessons of The Elements of Style can lead to improved writing skills, better expression of ideas, and a deeper appreciation for the written word. Its enduring relevance attests to the timeless nature of its advice, making it an essential read for anyone looking to elevate their writing. If you would like to support William Strunk Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.